I'm sad. That was our intro.
That was fire.
I'm sad.
That was fire.
That is our intro.
I love it.
The first time that we have guests to actually listen to the intro, because usually I have to just do it in post. But I'm here. We are here.
We're queer.
I didn't even think of the damn name. Shit.
What name?
I am I'm your host today.
Oh, my name.
We are Novalis. I need some Novocaine. Oh man.
Novocaine.
Fella Ira is here. I'm here with two friends of mine. And we are watching Raw while we get our achy breaky hearts ready. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So I'm here joined with Miss Catalina Perez.
That's me. Whoop.
Whoa. Okay. Take it easy, Arsenio. Jesus. And then we're joined once again with not a stranger from this show.
No.
Mr. Wheezy D.
Wheezy
D. Wheezy, I know you're not a stranger to this show, so I'd like for you to tell everybody how you, sir, are a veteran of the sad community.
Well, I am quite depressed all the time. So,
tell them.
It ain't easy being Wheezy, and that is a shoot.
That's a shoot,
brother.
That's
real.
You know,
real.
I got you. Hold on. Look, we got it. Hold on. That's a shoot, brother.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to let everybody know off the rip, like, today's recording is going to be a little different because we grabbed the mics and we brought this mixer to the couch. And we're just relaxing on the couch, watching some Raw. We just watched Keith Lee and Sheamus get over, and I thought it was like all good and dandy, but no.
But no.
Well, you can't win them all, right? Have you ever been that sad in a match, you know, where someone just took all your thunder? Look, Wheezy got excited. His eyes opened up.
Tell us your story.
Tell us, brother.
Nova's birthday party.
What?
Who stole your thunder?
Did I even get any thunder is the question.
Oh.
Calling that whole match was a clusterfuck.
Oh, well.
I was
you
there.
You know, you were there. You were in the match.
I was there. I had
Sadalina.
Fun. Sadalina.
Oh,
I was there. Yes. I had fun.
But what happened with the
thunder?
Tell us. Go ahead, man.
Where's your thunder?
Brother, hold on. I got you, man. Hit him with the fucking gunshots. What's up? What's up?
Oh, man. I just remember just standing there like blank faced the whole time, just listening to all the spots being called for them, for ways to get them over, while I am just like.
A tiny violin, brother. Nova asked me for the tiny violin, so I was like, you know what? I'm going
to
do
give
you
it to him.
One. I gave
give
him the
it
tiny
to him.
Violin. That so you perfect. Got nothing.
But
got
you nothing. Did. You got something in the match.
I got nothing.
You called nothing.
I called nothing.
You called nothing.
Yeah. Man, that hurts. I'd be upset.
Oh, I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay.
All right.
I had fun.
Did you get at least like a couple of, what do they call them? The receipts?
Oh, no. But what I did get.
A recipe.
Was dropped on my head.
Sometimes.
Yes, he did. That was very bad.
When things
very
aren't
scary.
Going your way, you just got to drop head. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
Oh,
That's
yeah.
it.
They could tell I was probably upset, and it was like a shoot for them or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they turned the tables then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A, brother.
Concussion.
People are selfish, man. When it comes to any type... Man, so wrestling is full of a lot of, like... I would say... Not only nerds, right? But mm-hmm. it's also full of a lot of attention whores.
Oh, totally. Everywhere.
These people, I'm going to say everybody, because everybody in general, guys and gals, they are the worst people because it brings out the worst in people because what happens is that they're people that in a regular world wouldn't get attention. But at, what? I thought I heard it.
What? I heard it. I heard
people
it
in a regular world, they won't get attention. But in this small community of pro wrestling, they do get this attention.
Yes, and they feed off of it.
And they feed off of it. So you'll have an average person, a person that would be in your average world.
I already know who.
They won't get shit. You know, they won't get any play from girls, guys.
We're shooting.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Not everybody can be popular.
You know what I mean? I know what I do.
Papia. I know. You keep it the money. Did you keep the money?
Nah, I'll give it right back to you.
Oh, reverse. That's called a reverse. You give me the money, I take it back, I give it to you. Man, Jesus. It's a sad world we live in. It's a selfish world we live in. I know. As soon as I mentioned it, everybody, you guys turned ahead and like looked at me like, I know one. And I was like, okay, we're not going to call any names out because we're also not trying to get any of the money heat, brother. Oh, my goodness. I think there was a name. Somebody just dropped a name, brother.
Did you?
It was a what?
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 Who?
What?
Who?
Hold on, I think. Why is this so fast? Like, Stone Cold doesn't even stand. Hold on.
What?
Wow, that's so fast. That's the fastest
what
I have ever heard. Son of a bitch. Stone Cold, man, you know what? I just downloaded those, so that's why. It was my own fault. I didn't listen to it, but
it's okay, you got it.
It's a sad world we live in, man. We're just out here trying to survive.
Trying to survive. Trying to yervive.
That's it.
Yervive.
I'm here, and obviously, right now, things are about to get heated. Okay?
Cold, hot,
ladies
caliente.
And gentlemen, and in case you did not know, oh, here we go. The elephant in the room. Wheezy T and Catalina are dating. Son of a bitch! Sunday, Catalina Perez goes one-on-one with Wheezy T. Right? You guys got plans on Sunday?
Wrong?
Question mark. What? Hey, what?
So, it's a known fact in the wrestling world. Everybody always says, you know, never date a wrestler, you know?
Correct.
Everybody's heard it. It's hard to date a wrestler when you've been married. So luckily I lucked out. And when I started training, I was already married. So I've been out the game for a while, brother. You know, 13, 14 years. Don't let Betty hear that. Shit. So I've always heard it. You know, you hear a lot about these guys are still beefing in the ring. Wow. What the
they
hell?
They waited a hole?
Yo,
in the commercial. Now they're going to go one-on-one?
What? Look how wet he is. Oh, my God.
They are like...
Sheamus is glistening.
His pants are... His tights are wet.
He looks like mayonnaise. Look at all that shine, brother. Man. Okay, so wrestling world, right? Yeah. A couple is not suggested in that world. And it's due to the fact... And let's be real, because men in wrestling and women in wrestling are that percentage of people who in the normal world wouldn't be, I guess, as popular. So they want that attention more, you know, the attention whores, right? Mm-hmm.
Go back
and
to that, yeah.
So it just doesn't work because in the wrestling world also, there's very few normals.
Hallelujah. Wow.
So in the wrestling world, when you do find that other person that you're like, holy shit, this person's not insane.
Well, you got to be crazy to like want to take bumps and put punishment on yourself for pennies. So it's like, why wouldn't you be insane to be in this business, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Wrestlers are crazy.
Is that how it is when you were seeking the love? You know what I mean?
I was like, who's the most normal woman I can date?
Not me. I can tell you that. You picked wrong.
Well, and it's, you know, it's funny because in the wrestling world also... Men wrestlers are the worst.
Horrible.
Man. Horrible is right. Whore is right.
Whore, yeah.
So, men wrestlers can't see a chick walk in the room because they get all in their high horses and shit.
Way too much.
And it becomes like,
it's
who
so
has
bad.
The biggest pee-pee party, you know?
There's
you
no
know
need
who
for
I
any of that.
Think I am?
Bobby, do you know who I am? I am the one, the number one, Bobby. Huh? What no. is in Puerto Rico? All the babies, they liking me. Do you know? That's
Jason Vega.
Jason Vega. I tell you, you know the senator, you know the governor of the country. You know, it becomes a thing where, man, I've always said to myself, it's got to. Okay.
Jesus. All right. Okay.
He's like, God damn.
Did you just stop him with a drop down? Like, did that just work? Like,
yo, Keith, be ashamed. It said it's something else. Okay.
Cool.
So, but it becomes a thing where you always think to yourself, like, and I've always said, man, to be a woman's got to be exhausting because I can imagine the DMs.
Being a woman in general.
Absolutely, yeah.
I can't even go to the gas station you know, without feeling some without type of getting way. So imagine. There you go.
Hey, tú, ven acá.
Mami. Yeah, no.
Man.
So add wrestlers with testosterone.
Man.
That's not good.
It's got to be exhausting.
It's annoying.
I mean, I can imagine, like, I legitimately, like, you see it going, right? And you see all this, of course, what is it? Speak Out, was it?
Speak out movement, yeah. Too. Yeah.
With all this that happened, it was such a bad vibe, and it was such a bad look for the wrestling community
very
in general.
Bad.
But we gotta weed this shit out, man. We
can't because you guys are disgusting.
Yeah, we can't protect.
Cool. Thanks, like, cool. Sweet.
I guess that's all for this show, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for Weezy. He's out of here. He said, "Well, I'm gonna pack my bags." I don't think that's how the song goes, but. Needless to say,
yes, we got
to
weed them out.
You got to weed them out, man. Yes.
Y'all gross.
Because we're gross. Protecting too much. And too then much. Everybody, like, if you let's take a moment and just reflect on, like, all of what's going on in the wrestling community and all that stuff. And you were actually to weed stuff out and weed people out and all this shit that's going down. You'd actually have a healthy atmosphere and people who are happy. Because let me tell you something, brother. Dude, you know,
whoa,
it's not only for the woman, you know, the protecting is just for pro wrestling in general, because there's some women in the back locker room that also don't deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you got girls and guys that look for trouble.
Yes.
You know,
that look for the trouble.
You're an attention whore. This means man whore. Or woman, you know.
Whore. Yep, there's a couple.
So you bring it upon yourself, and then you point out, like, it's such a, what is it, double standard type of thing, mm-hmm. you know, because one thing I've always been pretty good at is, like, I protect my character, brother. You
oh,
know,
yeah?
You know, being married and a father and stuff like that, and a husband, I protect my gimmick.
Gotta be book strong, brother.
Gotta be strong. If you don't want to get in trouble, hey, newsflash, don't put yourself in that situation. You know, if I see, like, let's say, for instance, Tyshawn and Catalina are dating and things are getting heavy, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, well, I'm going to go out of town with this other broad who's known to be a little loose in the caboose, you know? That's, you're putting yourself in a situation. Don't do that.
Right.
You know? So it's...
Did I do that?
No. It was just an example, because we all know that won't go. That was good. Bars! Hello. Damn, watch out, man. I might drop a fucking freestyle, brother.
You gonna go clothesline your kid?
I'll wake him up and ripcord him. Ah, you like that, huh? You like that, huh? It's a top wrist locker. So you guys, obviously, like, explain to everyone, and I see you guys when you guys come over and all that jazz, and you guys like to lock up. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's a weird relationship. These guys come over and they'll just, I'll just legitimately just sit in here, just, you know, minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just lock up and start chain wrestling.
That's called working, kid.
And my wife looks at me. She's like, my wife is not like a wrestling fan. She's like, what are they doing? And I'm like, what? I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what are they doing?
What?
I said, what are they doing?
What?
They're chain wrestling, girl. What? They're doing the job, you know? And legitimately, like, coming up with, like, move sets and shit, like, build a character in 2K or something like that. And it's somewhat healthy. No? No?
Well, we're not dating.
Well, I don't know what you guys think is dating or not. I know. I'm pretty... old school, if you know what I mean. You know? Yeah. If you guys are
We're not, though.
No, I'm not saying that. If you listen, for me, I'm super old school. If you guys ride in a car alone together and spend more than half the day together,
say it.
Newsflash, you're dating. Hello? 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 If you're in trouble and you call someone specifically first, newsflash, folks, you're dating. If you see that you're having a bad day, you reach out to somebody and you call that somebody, newsflash, you're dating.
Fuck.
If money-wise you're a little tight, but you don't dare to ask anyone else but this one person in particular, newsflash, you're dating. You know what I'm talking about.
What?
What? It's like, I don't know. I guess I'm real old school. I guess we're like in 2021. So everybody, I think everything's titles a little different.
They call it dating, but it's not. But then it might be, but it could look like it is. But then again, it's like not to them.
Loose end dating, brother. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost loose end. you ever watch this show with Wayne Brady where it's,
Wayne Brady, bitch.
It's a daytime show he hosts. And it was a show that he was on or that he hosts.
The song one?
The game show?
Yeah, it's like a game show.
The Price is Right.
No. It's during that time.
Is it the one with the song where you have to?
No. This one is like you guess prices of a price. Almost like this.
The Price is Right.
It's not Price is Right. But you pick the door and then you want that door. Or if you want this other small door, you get that one. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is that they'll pick people out the crowd just like The Price is Right, you know? So they pick this couple, and no bullshit, they sit there, and he brings this couple out, and he brings this lady, and she's all happy-go-lucky. She's like, yeah, I'm so excited to be here. And he's like, oh, yeah, I see you're here with your boyfriend. Whatever. She's like, no.
Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal, brother. Sorry. Watch it if you're deal today. No deal. Let's make a deal. Brought to you by Wayne Brady, bitch. So he's sitting there, and he's like, oh, I see you're here with your boyfriend. She starts laughing all, like, giggly and
I know
shit.
What video you're talking about.
And then she's like,
about.
Oh, no, we're just friends. And the guy's like, bah, bah, bah.
I
like
know what video you're talking about.
World came crashing down. So it's like, I guess, I don't. Would you consider that like the friend zone? What do you think?
You tell me. This is the fatitude. What?
The fatitude. Did she look at my stomach when she said
I'm
that?
The sad one.
The fatitude era. Sunday. Isaiah Reyes goes one-on-one with a diet. This is going to be a slobber knocker, brother.
Steel cage match.
So, I don't know, man. What do you think?
About what?
I don't know. Are you old school?
Is this called the friend zone is what he said?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it the friend zone, but I don't know. Like, it's just, I guess, how mainstream media and stuff like that has just, like, kind of taken over. So it's like relationships aren't a thing anymore, you know? It's just everybody wants to, like, act like they're in a relationship, but nobody wants to put the effort, like, into being a relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about commitment.
Right.
Okay, so I'm good at very few things.
That's a good word, commitment. Okay.
I've been
big word for you.
I've never used that before.
I've been known to like Isaiah. You
the player.
You're terrible at a lot of things. You know, like you can't control your diet. You can't submit to anything. But for the most part, I'm pretty decent at being married.
You're also kind of fine.
My mom calls handsome. My mother's always told me you're handsome. And I remember growing up, she'd be like, you're handsome. And if I wasn't your mother, I'd date you. And I was like, that's weird.
That's weird.
I don't want to hear that. Oh. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you didn't know? EOS better call somebody. Anyways, as you were saying.
So when you're like in that whole situation, it's just, it boggles the mind because I lost track of thought of what I was talking about. Oh, you didn't know.
Sorry, bud.
What were we talking about?
About how you're a handsome guy and handsome. Your mom might have wanted to date you.
Yeah, my mom was like,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Commitment.
Commitment is a strong word. And I guess, you know, maybe we're just at a different time. You know, like you said, social media is just so open that where it's no longer, I guess, you know, remember this word chivalry?
Yes.
Yeah. Been dead.
Chivalry's dead.
It's been dead. I truly believe in old school shit, man. Like, you just, you open the door, you know, like you're the first one in to make sure everything is good.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I'm the same way. Like, and I'm young.
Right.
Not saying that you're old, but I'm young.
I'm old. Hey, man, let's call a spade a spade. The old 3-5.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Why you got to call yourself up like that? Brother, hey, Betty.
Speaking of the devil, there's one person I tell you.
What?
That ain't worth a damn.
What?
Ain't worth a damn.
What?
I said ain't worth a damn.
What?
You know, and that's Beatrice. That's my wife. Her real name is Beatrice, by the way.
Beatrice.
Legal name.
Betty.
Don't listen to her. Who the Spanish, old Spanish name listens to what?
Old Betty.
Uh-huh. Right. So, commitment of... Betty, what the... fight me. Fight me. So, again, I'm sorry. We got off track because Betty's out here being a detention whore.
Commitment.
Commitment. Weezy.
Chivalry.
And chivalry. And you were saying you're a young fella, but...
I'm young. Yes. But I have the heart of an old school guy.
Right.
So I kind of like can relate with you, you know? Like,
old
I'm not.
Soul.
Yeah. I'm not the kind of guy who likes to go and be like, put all my all into somebody, but not put a title on it. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I hear
you. It just doesn't make no sense to me.
I hear you.
It's just like, I don't know. Relationships mean something, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know we can't. I mean? There's got, you know what it is that it just, man, I don't know. I guess like you're the whole love scenario too, like everybody's just scared to love.
Right.
Scared of love.
Right.
When in reality, life ain't nothing but a fucking gamble, because I do not believe that there's one person in particular for you. You just got to make shit work.
Right. So yeah, that makes sense.
You just fight for your right to party, and that's it. You know? Catalina, don't you, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Go ahead. Catalina's rather quiet today. And I'll go ahead and I think I got a little something. I don't know. Do I have something I can play for her? We ain't got shit, but I'll hit her with the old...
Razzle dazzle?
With a small violin just for Nova. So, Catalina, tell us what you think.
What do you need? What do you want to know?
I don't know. What is you? When we said commitment and when we talked about like
what
dating
does love
and stuff,
mean
like,
to you, baby?
Tell us, what is the young girls thinking this day? Like, are they like?
Well, I know what they're thinking.
Cool to have guy friends. Mind your fucking business, Betty. You're not on this goddamn show. You don't got a microphone, so microphone, check yourself out.
What
this
you
want
to say? What you want to say?
Saying shit. So tell us
commitment.
You know, well, in general, like, is it, I don't know, is it a new thing where, because I've never agreed with girls having guy friends. Never agreed with that.
See, I get along very well with guys.
Ah!
So it's like.
So I'm sorry you had to say it, because I was about to say it right afterwards. I've always said growing up, any girl with guy friends, they're hoes. I've asked Betty.
Betty's like, I agree.
I've always said it just because it's just, I don't know. I just find it, it's always been a fact.
No, it's just less drama.
It is, yeah. Girls are very mean. Girls are mean.
This
mean girls. I don't like girls.
Mind your fucking business. Where's the off button on her? God damn. So, and you know, and it's easy to say, right? And here comes, and I'm about to hit y'all, and I'm about to shut this shit down. You ready?
Shut it down.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Shut it down.
Go ahead.
What if I had girlfriends? A double standard.
Double.
Give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Look at the bitches. Look at them. Look at them.
Quiet.
Look at them.
Quiet.
They got quiet as shit.
Quiet.
Because, quiet. No.
Married.
No, if you hung out with girls, you would want to kill yourself because girls are boring. You would physically need to hang out with a girl for a reason.
Okay.
Because girls, we like to shop. I went shopping with him. He hates it. I can go shopping with girls. They don't care. Pedicures, all that stuff.
I'm not going to lie. Anytime she gets into my car, bro, like, I want to shoot myself.
It's a personal Megan Thee Stallion concert.
Not even the first 2 seconds, bro. One, she's complaining about my driving.
Because your driving sucks.
That's women for you, right?
Are you dead? Have you ever died?
You ever died before?
Right.
Have you
exactly.
tried that shit?
Right.
So, and it's funny because I will not say no. Like, women are difficult. And I've always told my wife, I was like, man, this is why guys are like just so much cooler, because like perfect example. We come into a room and you see a chick with a jacket just like yours. You're like, that bitch. Look at her. Yeah. Right? Where if I see Weezy, we're out in the club and I see him with the same jacket, I was like, damn, fly ass jacket. Fire, what's damn, good, and we bond. We're boys.
Yeah.
We're girls. Are the opposite.
See, girls aren't like that. Point. Yeah.
I know. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to justify it. I'm trying to justify y'all, but at the same time, y'all.
So there's a difference. Shit. Girls are okay to be around guys like that, but. Like, you would not be with a group of girlfriends like that.
Especially if you're married.
You would need a reason to do it. I'm telling you.
Thus the reason you don't put yourself in that situation. Take it back one time.
So that means guys can't have girlfriends.
No, they can't. Guys can't. You can't have girlfriends.
But girls can, because I'm not expecting anything. Girls can't have guy friends.
No.
I'm not expecting anything from any of them.
Let me tell you something, dudes. If you got a guy friend, he's obviously waiting for the old rebound. Okay?
But you have to see it from our...
Look at this heifer again. With no mic trying to talk. And there's a button on this. Where's hold on, Goldberg? You can't hear shit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Ben is that Sandberg, his whole song?
That's his whole intro.
Wow.
Shit. We don't fuck around here. We want it all, you know?
I want it all.
I want it all.
That's the only part
that's
of the song
all of me
I know.
Too. I want to rock.
I want to rock. I'm a goofy goober.
Right? Yeah, I'm a fire. Fucking goofy goober.
Betty's
look at,
a goofy
look
goober.
At the ladies, man. I'll tell you what. I might throw this microphone on the goddamn floor. I'm such a thug. No, I mean, I can't say, like, men and women, like, in general, they're just shit.
Yes,
they all
everybody
suck, right?
Sucks. Yeah.
So everybody sucks. You just got to, unfortunately, in this world, you got to take the gamble, man.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find that person that's going to maybe not be perfect, because no one's perfect. Everybody's got flaws.
Nobody is perfect.
You
know?
But what if it's the bad time?
You wait.
Okay.
There's a waiting game. I waited. My wife was dating a buddy of mine before. Tell him about it, Betty. Look at this. Look at the bitch. Somebody look at it. Look.
You want a chance to defend yourself.
I never dated.
Oh, see, because...
I don't have the... Hold on, wait. I got something. Hold on. You never dated? Incorrect, bitch! That is incorrect. You know, like, so... It's just... Sometimes you don't... Things don't line up, and you just gotta really just to have the patience, and...
It's true, but what about that other person?
Is not ready?
Wait.
Is not ready to commit?
Not ready to wait. Not ready to be patient.
Yeah.
Well, then, listen... Either A, I'll wait for you, or B, on to the next one, right?
That's it.
Because unfortunately, like, my sanity's, man, my sanity's first, man. I'm sorry.
Lost mine.
We can't, like, if I see that you, like, need some space or some shit or whatever, because that's what they do.
I need some space.
Need some space. what space? You want to hoe out? Okay. So.
Sometimes that doesn't.
That means they want to hoe out. Betty, don't listen to Betty. Betty don't want to. Betty ain't never said Betty. When's the last
get
time you told me you needed
space? Somebody give Betty a microphone.
Ask
I
Betty,
need her to speak.
Ask Betty. Hold on. Wait. Betty, when's the last time you needed space?
What? When was the last time?
What? She's never needed space. Never. You know? Because you need that. In a relationship, affection is super important.
Right.
And I suck at it. My wife could tell you. I'm super dry. Like, I don't... My mom, that's when what? I grew up...
I'm dry too now.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Whoa. Ladies Whoa. And gentlemen. Whoa. Well. Fuck. I guess that's until next time. We got here, right, Catalina Perez. We got Weezy T. We're checking out of here.
Gross.
Man. Betty?
Oh,